Deer sent to the middle of the track, then Regal Valor at the 200. Morning is broken, hit the lead. Deer sent chasing with Persian Salute from Regal Valor. Morning is broken, Deer sent. Regal Valor getting a narrow gap late. Morning is broken, Deer sent driving close. Deer sent All Morning is broken just in front of Regal Valor in a close finish all around.
Well, that was Deer sent getting the bob in to win a maiden at Stawell on Saturday. It may not sound like the biggest race of the weekend, but it was one of the best stories of the weekend, because for Shanae O'Mara, it was her first winner as a jockey, something that she and most people never imagined would be the case when she was in a coma after a shocking track work fall just a couple of years ago. But she's proven the doubters and the doctors wrong, and she's a winner who joins us this morning. Good morning, Shanae. Congratulations.
Good morning, and thank you.
Tell us, what was that moment like when you hit the line? Did you think you'd won?
At the time, I didn't. But when I was coming back to the mountain yard, I heard the race caller saying Shanae O'Mara's got her first win. So, no.
Did you yourself doubt that you'd ever get to that position? I've read a few articles where the doctors gave you some pretty stern advice after that shocking fall, and you had a pretty strong response. Tell us what you said and what the doctors told you.
So the doctors, the neurosurgeons, told me to get out of the industry and get an office job, and me and Mum left the hospital and thought, yeah, no, I don't think so.
How is your mum? She was on course on Saturday, Joy. I can only imagine it would have been a nerve-wracking time because of what you've been through in the past as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think she still gets really nervous. But, I think we were all a bit teary after the win.
Mm. Take us back to 2019 and the terrible fall you had. I remember having a chat to Austin Coffey on this radio station, and at that stage there were grave concerns that you may not even pull through, let alone come back to become a jockey. Have you got any memory whatsoever of that period?
So I lost about 3 weeks memory, so I don't remember much. Well, I don't remember anything about it. It was only about, 3 weeks on when I sort of realising what was going on and what had happened.
And how was the rehab and recovery?
It was obviously a bit tough, but I had amazing people around me, and the Epworth rehab people, they're just amazing.
Has that amnesia maybe even played in your favour, because you may not have any fear because you can't recall what actually happened?
Yeah, that's it. So I'm pretty blessed that I actually can't remember it, and that's probably why I was so keen to get back on the horse too.
And what is it about being a jockey and riding that, despite almost losing your life, you're like, nah, this is what I'm going to keep doing?
I've always, loved horses as a kid, and I just, sport and the horse, having it as a job, it's really good.
It took you a few rides to get your win. Was the pressure starting to build?
Yeah, definitely, because I had a couple close calls for a win. I was getting really, really keen then.
And what about the confidence since the win on Saturday? Because if we have a look at your book of rides today at Hamilton, you've got five rides, and I think you've got a couple of second favourites and a third favourite. So it could roll on very quickly.
Yeah, I hope so. You can only, fingers crossed.
And will the team and the fam be out there today watching and cheering you on again?
The Austin's team will, be there, but my mum and them, they couldn't come there today. And it's about a four-hour drive for them, so I don't expect them to drive all that way just to come watch me ride.
Well, have you told them that you're going to be bringing home a couple of winners? Because you got some really nice rides, and knowing Osty at Hamilton, he was on with the Breakfast Boys this morning. He sounded pretty confident about a couple of them as well.
Oh, well, it's really good to hear them.
Do you ride most of these work? What can you tell us about Sports Idol, who is your first ride today?
I do a bit of track work with him and stuff, as well as Osty's other, riders and that. So we all get on and ride. But, yeah, I do some of his work.
And he ran really well last start. I think one of the ones that Osty was most confident about this morning was Messina. Said she ran really well at Bendigo last start when Harry was on board, and thinks that she's going to be very hard to beat today.
Yeah, definitely. Her run at Bendigo was just terrific. She was running to the line really well.
Would you say she's your best ride, or Category 5's another one who's well in the market?
Yeah, isn't he? Now, there's a couple that I'm not too sure I'd be able to pick which one would be my best one, but...
Well, you've knocked off one of the great goals for everyone who becomes a jockey, winning your first race. Do you set yourself future goals now? What's in sight?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously my first winner was, you know, the goal, but now I'm probably just trying to get rid of my 4 kilo claim. So that's the next goal.
Well, you're in the right camp. Tell me, how was Austie and Harry after the win on Saturday?
Oh, they were absolutely wrapped for me. Yep, that was awesome. And especially to be able to, you know, get the win for Austie and the team. So it was really good.
And I believe Descent also part-owned by a number of the team that supported you while you were in hospital, because there was financial assistance that was given, donations made to a GoFundMe page, and you helped pay them back on Saturday.
That's right. It was, really good to be able to get it done, like get the win for them boys that have helped me along the way, along with, you know, everyone else that helped me.
Well, Shanae, congratulations. The epitome of resilience and toughness and courage is jumping back on the horse after what you've been through. You had your first win on Saturday with Deer Scent. I get the feeling you might be getting your second today, so fingers crossed at Hamilton as well.
Thank you. You can only hope.
Remarkable story. Shanae O'Mara joining us there. She got a good book of rides for Austie today at Hamilton. We'll find out more about